Hello, everybody. This is Wanda John Kahewan. I am the author of Visions from the Fire, which is set to come out February 2026. And this is the True North Country Comics podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics podcast. Dedicated to celebrate Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Wanda John Kahewan about the new graphic novel, Dreams, Visions from the Fire, published by Highwater Press. Please like and subscribe to this website by hitting the subscribe button so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. Wanda John Kahewan is a Cree writer who uses her work to understand and respond to the near destruction of First Nations cultures, languages, and traditions. A published poet and fiction author, her first novel for young adults, Hopeless in Hope, won the Sheila International Books List. Her recent graphic novel is Dreams, Visions of the Crow. Together with illustrator Nicole Marie Burton, Ryan Howe, and Rael McGregor, Wanda's newest graphic novel is entitled Dreams, Visions from the Fire. The story of Dreams, Vision from the Fire goes like this. For Damon Quinn, things have started to look up. He's graduated high school and saved enough money to buy his first car. His old bully has kind of become a friend, and he and Journey are growing closer. Ready for adventure, Damon, his mom Marnie, and Journey take a road trip to Kiowan Cree Nation to attend a sweat ceremony and a powwow, as well as reconnect with family. When Marnie learns of Damon's plan to meet up with his strange father, the news sends shockwaves through the group. But Damon isn't the only one keeping secrets. As Damon stumbles into a vision quest, he'll discover more than he bargained for about his own history and the history his mother would prefer he never found out. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Wanda John Kahewan about the new graphic novel, Dreams, Visions from the Fire, published by Highwater Press. So Wanda John Kahewan, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate your time. Before I get going with all the questions, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
I think I'm going to be dating myself, outdating myself, but it was Archie Comics. Not the most informative out there, unless you lived in the States.
Well, believe it or not, that is one of the most popular responses that I get from creators. Archie is nothing wrong with that. In fact, a lot of people will pick them up at the grocery store on the way out. Mm-hmm. That's something to read on the way to the cottage or on the road, and that's always a good thing. So with that in mind, I'm wondering, who or what inspires you to create today?
I think it's my children that inspire me to create, because I know I'm not going to be on this earth forever. And I also write for children who don't have the answers, or other Indigenous people who don't have the answers, or non-Indigenous people who want to know the answers, kind of thing. So I'm inspired by my children, everybody else in this human existence, because we're all trying to live the best life that we can.
Right. So we're here talking about your latest graphic novel, Dreams, Visions from the Fire. How would you describe that book to someone?
I would describe it as a book that is for people who are trying to understand identity, also for people who kind of want insight into what it's like to be Indigenous, or people who also want just to understand, I guess, the world around us, because there's not a lot of people who know the effects of colonization unless you go to school and you learn about it. But it's not the main purpose to go to school is to learn about colonialism. So I think it's a good way to go down a rabbit hole, because that's what I'm doing right now.
Right. This is volume two. I'm wondering if someone needs to read the first volume, Dream, Visions of the Crow, to understand the story.
I think they could pretty much stand alone. But when you read the first one, I think you kind of want to see what's going to happen to the main character, who is Damon. And then the second one is the same thing. And then you're going to want to know what's happened to the characters in the second one. So before you get to the question of, is there going to be a third? There will be a third, which I am currently working on right now.
Very good. Now, I think you touched upon this earlier, but I wanted to ask you, what was your inspiration for creating your book?
My inspiration was because growing up, I didn't see myself in books. I didn't see what was happening on my reserve in books, like things like alcoholism and people dealing with trauma and people were just basically in survival mode. So I never saw myself in the books. I never saw myself in, you know, A Little House on the Prairie, Laura Ingalls Wilder series. It was great to take me out of my own sort of world I was living in at the time, but it was important for me to show other Indigenous youth that you're not alone. It was important for me to ensure that they could see themselves in books. It was just important. And I also used to work with child welfare. So it's like there was a lot of unanswered questions for children, like why, maybe growing up thinking your parents didn't love you, or maybe asking why they didn't come back or why they missed a visit, and having all these questions that nobody's answering for them. So I think it was important for me to talk about those kinds of things, like that you can still love your children and not be able to parent because you don't know how to parent because of colonization. So maybe they can take that information and kind of get some aha moments and not spend years in therapy like myself.
Right. Because you're the writer of the book, I wanted to ask you about your collaborators. Can you talk a little bit about who helped you with this book?
One of the main collaborators that I really enjoyed working with was Irene Valenzas. She is no longer with High Water Press or PMP. She's moved on, and she was just so amazing. Irene Valenzas just helped me to learn more about graphic novel and how to write it and how to do a panel, and that you're only supposed to have at 15 words or less in one of those speech bubbles. So she was really awesome to work with. And also Nicole Marie Burton. I may be wrong, but I think it was her very first like huge novel or series. It was really good experience to work with the both of them to figure out exactly what I wanted to convey and then have somebody else convey it through their drawing. So it had to be a collaborative process. And so there was changes done. So it was amazing to work with Nicole and Irene in the creation of these two books.
Very good. Looking at your website, I understand that you offer creative writing workshops. What is the one piece of advice you'd pass along to someone who is writing their first graphic novel?
I would say you don't really need a formal education to start, because my very first graphic novel, Gary Thomas Morse approached me and he said, hey, because I had written poetry before, and he said, why don't you try to write a synopsis for a story? And I was like, okay. So I wrote the synopsis about Damon and was searching for his identity, and mom has some addiction issues. So I wrote that, and they said, okay, we like that. So now go and write it. And I'm like, oh, geez, what? Go and write it? So what I ended up doing was going on the internet, learning about how to basically do a script, like a graphic novel is like a script. And I wouldn't have known that before, right? And so it's panel three, and like even figuring out there are 6 to 8 panels, and then bigger 2-page spread is called a splash page. So just learning online. I, of course, went later on to take a graphic novel course about 2 years after my first book came out. But my sort of point that I want to share with everybody is like, you don't have to have a formal education to start something. You can always go back and do it, but you can also do the same thing with a script, or you can do it with poetry.
Very good. That's great advice for sure. So beyond talking to me for this podcast, I'm wondering, what other plans do you have to promote your graphic novel?
I think that there's something coming up in May. It's from May 15th to the 17th, and it's the Montreal Comics Festival.
It's a great event to be at, for sure. I hope to be there, too. Now, you hinted that there's going to be a Volume 3 of Dreams. Do you have any other projects on the go that you can talk about?
I'm actually writing a treatment for a film, and I'm actually right now just tightening up a current film script I have. So we'll see where that goes. And then the third graphic novel.
Very good. Well, with everything you have on the go today and in the future, where do you recommend that people go online to find out more about your work?
You can find me on LinkedIn because I finally updated that after like 12 years. Also at www.wandakehewin.com.
Very good. Well, Wanda, those are all the questions I have for you, but I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you'd like to get across in this interview?
Maybe how long have you been writing? I think like really started getting things published. I think I started in 2007. I carried a book around with me. Well, actually, it started even before that in grade one because I didn't like, we had to copy this Jack and Jill from the board and we had to copy it into our notebook. And I think it was in probably grade one. And I decided to change the story because I didn't like the ending, like how Jack fell down and broke his crown. And, you know, so I changed the ending and I wrote it as neat as I could. And I brought it up to, at that time, we had nuns who were teaching us and she didn't like it. So she just kept sending me back to my desk. And I was like, what am I doing wrong here? So then the next one, I tried to write it really neat and neater than the last time and still, and I started. And so I think it began when I was young to be able to just change the story. And I had my first poem published at 16. And I didn't really pick it up until 2008, just, you know, after the public apology when I needed to process feelings. So writing is a therapeutic medium and it's been there all my life. But until I started getting published, I don't think I really called myself a writer. So that's everything in a big nutshell.
Thanks to Wanda for the chat. You can discover more about Wanda John Kiewin at wandajohnkiewin.com. And thank you for tuning in to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to visit the True North Country Comics website to listen to even more conversations with creators about making comic books and graphic novels. I also encourage you to subscribe via the website so you'll be notified about new podcast interviews and article posts. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are enjoyed. Please like, follow, and subscribe. You can follow along True North Country Comics on most social media sites, and you're encouraged to send any and all feedback to john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2026.